you know, and you wanted to, and you had to drag it out of the way, you'd say, I put a chain to it, and I what?
Drove it out of the road.
Yeah, okay.
You say that.
Yeah. If you're talking about a woman who's washing the dishes, first she washes them in soapy water, and
then she rinses them.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
My mind was just going back over those. What we had missed.
Then they had but anyway, he taking the work with. Oh wait, and he quit, and the railroad warned him. He was good at his job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He inspect the cars when they come in. He's mm-hmm. good at. When he quit, they come back up here looking for him. We'll give him a nickel more an hour, to, you know, to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him hell no. Said he won't drink. And he quit the job. He lost. Him. Never did go back to the railroad. I don't know how many years he was with him. He, you know, made great money at it. Just God, he lost everything by not, you know, retirement, all that stuff. Just so he can go drink and run the street. And then, like, his wife, Marion, old woman, you know, old, I'd say in her 40s, no skill or trade or nothing, went down here to this Lawton B. Evans mm-hmm. thing. Well, it wasn't at Lawton B. Evans at the time, it was the old university.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to nursing LPN school there.
Mm-hmm.
Worked full time and went to school and then studied on her own. Took and learned it, graduated, went and worked down at the university. She made, I think she, this time she, and she works as many hours as she can work. Ain't nothing for her to work 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, or many days they'll let her work.
Yeah.
Somebody calls in and don't want to work a shift, and a lot of niggas don't. Mm-hmm. She'll take their shift. She's more than willing to work.
Yeah.
And on LPN salary, I think she made like $10,000-$11,000 one year. So,
oh, yeah?
So she must have worked a lot of hours in order to. So I think she probably wouldn't be getting paid, but every 2 weeks, maybe $200 or mm-hmm. $250 or $300. You know, I mean, but you know, I guess according to the number of hours, I don't know what she really gets paid, but she knows. But I thought that was really something of her.
Yeah.
You know, out of nowhere, just to, you know, come up and like. Nobody wanted her to marry Luke. You know, Luke just wasn't the kind. Like her parents, you know, really looked down on her, you know, didn't like, you know, had it in for her because every time they got a chance to throw it in her face, that, you know, she met who she married, mm-hmm. what she married, and all like that. But I thought that was good of her to do that. And, like, let me see. Like, Carl, I think Carl got a dishonorable discharge. Buck got a dishonorable discharge, and Buck, he just soon mess with anybody's wife, if, you know, you know, and Carl, he will too, and sisters, they run the street, and I think one just had a baby, she's not married, and I think she's 17, and another one, she got married when she was on her birthday, she was 15, and then I think Linda got married when she was 17. Carl got married when he's 19, I think, or 18, and then Buck was about 20, I guess, something like that. And Luke just, he lives wherever he. You know, let him live. He just, you know, she got tired of it. Finally got the nerve to put him in the street.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and all like that. And but and Mr. One, I'd like for you to, if I see him, I'll ask him.
Okay.
I don't think he'll do it, but he's the one, you know, that I'd like for you to talk to.
Okay.
Because he'd tickle you to death. If you didn't get nothing out of this, what you'd
yeah.
get out of it is the fun of talking to him. You ought to talk to Bill, you know.
Okay.
You know, just to see. But, I mean, the only thing I think about Bill would try to... Bill reads a lot now. You know,
mm-hmm.
Bill wants to, you know, the more... And he's got... When he talks to you, you know, he makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just...
Mm-hmm.
at the time,